hello, lovely people. We made it to the weekend. Fridays rock, especially when they lead into a nice long holiday vacation. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10, and we are pumped to be right here with you to finish this week strong. We're starting today by concluding our months-long coverage of the midterm elections. Let's reflect. On November 8th, Americans cast their votes for representatives in Congress, which consists of the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, and they also voted for candidates for state and local offices. The elections are called midterms because they happen in the middle of a president's four-year term. After a close race and days of counting ballots, Democrats retained the Senate while Republicans won the House of Representatives. This means Republicans can stop a significant portion of President Biden's Democratic agenda. Remember, Congress makes nationwide laws. The House decides which laws are voted on. The Senate can approve or block them and confirm appointments made by the president. The candidates who won their positions will take office this January, so we won't see any changes until then. Pretty soon, the next batch of candidates will start campaigning for the elections in 2024, where the big race will be for President of the United States. We'll be here through the whole process, updating you on the latest with no opinion or slant, just the facts. 10-second trivia. What country will host the 2022 World Cup? Japan, France, Qatar, or Australia? The Middle Eastern nation of Qatar will host the 2022 International Soccer Tournament, which kicks off on Sunday. The World Cup. It's one of the most popular sporting events of all time. Every 4 years, the best players from across the planet represent their nations in an epic soccer tournament. The World Cup kicking off this Sunday in Qatar is the men's tournament. The women's is next year. And more than 1 million people are expected to travel to Qatar. That's more than a third of the nation's entire population. This year's tourney has been described, though, as the World Cup of chaos. For the first time ever, it's not being played in the traditional summer months because for the first time ever, it's in the Middle East where the Qatari desert would have been scorching hot during that time. So, players in top leagues across the world are having to play this World Cup in the middle of their club seasons, meaning they'll be exhausted. Also, the country of Qatar has been criticized for its human rights record. More now from CNN anchor and correspondent Issa Suarez.
The winner to organize the 2022 FIFA World Cup is Qatar.
The sport world was stunned when FIFA awarded the World Cup to Qatar. Controversy took center stage and football risked becoming a sideshow. Why was Qatar, a tiny desert state with no football pedigree, chosen to host FIFA's showpiece event? Even the disgraced former chief of football's governing body has since described the decision as a mistake.
I was right at a certain time to say it is, we should not go there.
That move 12 years ago provoked unprecedented anger, accusations of corruption and sports washing. Qatari officials strongly deny the allegation that bribery was involved in their bid. Before a ball is kicked at this year's tournament, attention has focused on Qatar's human rights record, its stance on same-sex relationship, and most damaging to its reputation, the treatment of overseas workers drafted in to build essential infrastructure. Amnesty International claims authorities failed to properly investigate the deaths of thousands of migrant workers despite evidence linking premature deaths with unsafe working conditions in the searing heat. Qatari officials say they investigate all reports of abuse and exploitation and are committed to holding unscrupulous employers to account. When the final whistle goes at Qatar 2022, the legacy will be judged not only over 28 days of football, but in the years that lie ahead.
Next up, this is a sad and uncertain time for many people across the tech industry. Many workers are scrambling to seek new opportunities. Fears of recession, rising interest rates, and a shift to pre-pandemic lifestyles have all dealt major blows to the tech industry. More than 35,000 tech workers across 72 companies have been laid off just this month, for a total of 120,000 tech jobs lost this year. We'll hear now from CNN business and politics correspondent Vanessa Yurkevich, who has more on the future of the industry.
In 3 weeks, the tech industry lost tens of thousands of jobs. Historic layoffs at Twitter, Meta, Lyft, and Amazon. Layoffs.fyi, a crowdsourced layoff tracking site, puts it at more than 35,000 layoffs so far this month.
That's the highest month since the pandemic. So that beats April 2020. Which was 17,000 employees laid off.
Meta cut its workforce by 13%. CEO Mark Zuckerberg saying he's taking accountability and apologizing to those impacted. New owner Elon Musk slashed half of Twitter's staff, with founder Jack Dorsey tweeting, "The company grew too quickly. I apologize for that." And Amazon is laying off 10,000 workers this week, citing an unusual and uncertain macroeconomic environment.
There were big investments made during the pandemic time. While the rest of the economy, for example, was plummeting by 3.4%, tech grew by 4%.
But in a post-pandemic high inflation world, consumer behaviors and spending habits are changing, with the threat of a recession on the horizon.
I take this as a sign that maybe companies got over their skis at some point, right? And they're trying to kind of sit upright again.
Roger Lee founded layoffs.fyi as the pandemic unfolded. Recently, he's been digging deeper into the numbers.
There have been many companies who have been letting go half or more of their recruiting and HR teams just because they're not hiring as many people anymore.
Aaron Backman, a recruiter at a tech company, was one of those layoffs.
What did that feel like for you?
It was a really awful feeling. We were told really early in the morning an email saying layoffs are coming today, and if you get a call, it's going to be you. And I sat there for 6 hours on Slack and watched my colleagues get laid off one by one.
Then he got the call.
It's depressing.
As American workers watch tech giants shed jobs at a rapid clip, many in other industries are asking, am I next?
Should they be nervous?
First of all, the tech economy are just 2% of the labor market. Tech is an important part of the economy, but it is not the whole of the economy. The rest of the labor market is looking pretty good. The economy is adding jobs at a pretty healthy clip.
Today's 10 out of 10 is quite relevant to what we do here at CNN 10. Alvin Kaunda does news in Kenya. He's just trying to give his report on television when a baby elephant steals the show. Alvin does his best to stay on task and focused until...
Save our wild species and provide a home.
The baby smell-elephant going trunk to trunk, and the tickles led to giggles. Alvin said it took him 10 takes before he finally nailed this take. Elephantastic. Maybe that elephant just wanted to see if Alvin was good at multitasking. I want to give a special shout out now to Caravelle Middle School in Carmel, Maine. Happy Friday, lovely people. My team and I are off all next week for Thanksgiving holiday, and I just want to say you all are one of the greatest things to happen to me. And I speak for my entire team in saying we are so thankful for all of you. So fortunate to be part of your journey. We'll be back with you Monday, November 28th. In the meantime, keep in touch at Koi Wire on Insta, Snapchat, and TikTok. We're CNN 10 on YouTube. Take care and many blessings to you.